You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Fadis.
More and more questions continue to arise about Sean Puff Daddy Combs. There's obviously the investigation going on, federal investigation into child trafficking. No charges have been made as of yet. He's innocent until proven guilty. But we're looking more and more to his history. Lots of people looking more and more to his history and his past and those who've died around him, maybe in questionable nature, like Kim Porter. Kim Porter, the former partner of Diddy and mother to his three children, dying in November of 2018 from lobar pneumonia. And I believe it was complications. I believe it was a cardiac arrest that is what was put down. But her death declared natural at that point in time. There's a lot of deaths that are declared natural at that point in time when you don't really think there's anything suspicious going on. No reason to investigate much further beyond that. But now people are starting to wonder a little bit about all of this. Joining me to discuss, Eric Fadis, defense attorney. Eric, is this just kind of another weird one where, yeah, people do die around people throughout life? It could be absolutely nothing. Or should there be a little deeper look into this, considering the knowledge that she would have of what goes on in the privacy of Diddy's world?
You know, this saga with Diddy has raised so many eyebrows in different aspects of his life, different time periods of his life. Mm-hmm. And like you said, you know, we've talked about other cases where it's initially determined that the person died of non-suspicious circumstances. But then people start looking into it. Sometimes even bodies are exhumed and we find out, oh, wow, this person was actually choked to death or something. Yeah. I can't help but wonder if what we're going to be looking into in terms of Diddy's past, these past relationships, and what we're going to find. And at least right now, there are at least some questions being raised about those past circumstances.
Well, I mean, if what we've learned thus far in the settlement with Cassie is to be believed, one would, I guess, have to kind of assume, again, not charged with anything, that Diddy probably, you know, live the same sort of lifestyle with Kim Porter. People don't suddenly seem to, you know, change immediately and just be a totally different person at that point in time. So one's going to wonder a little bit about what Kim Porter knew or had to be involved in or was forced to be involved in. And was it something that maybe Diddy thought an NDA wasn't necessarily going to squash?
Yeah, you know, it's an important point. And when we look at this in the context of domestic violence, for example, those things recur throughout an abuser's lifetime. And it's usually not the case that, you know, the domestic violence person is a complete saint in one marriage and doesn't engage in any misconduct. Yeah. And then in another partnership is accused of all of this wrongdoing and pays a fat settlement likely to Cassie, at least based on the information that was publicly available. So, was this an isolated incident with just Cassie? Common sense would tell us it's not.
Yeah, and I think it'll be interesting to see who else comes forward with more information about those sort of relationships. Of all people in the world, somehow Donald Trump Jr. is involved in this. I was like, when I first read that, I'm like, is this a legit website that I'm reading this off of? Is this like The Onion or like what am I reading here? But Donald Trump Jr., this is part of the story, citing conversations his ex-wife Vanessa Trump had with Kim Porter. They were friends, suggesting that there was suspicious elements surrounding Porter's death. Vanessa described Porter as being very afraid of Combs and mentioned that Porter believed there were many undisclosed negative aspects of the relationship with him. Again, it's, you know, it's hearsay. It's one person saying, my friend told me this, and then she died. How well does something like that stand up, or at least in terms of getting a deeper investigation going into something like this?
It certainly seems weird that his ex would be in fear of him. You know, people have marital issues, mm-hmm. and you know, sometimes there's contempt and you know, just feelings of unpleasantness towards a person. But fear towards the ex is really the part that rings a bell for me. And I'm just wondering I imagine investigating authorities are looking into all of these prior relationships, talking to potentially Donald Trump Jr. and all of the other famous people who may be intertwined in this ongoing saga.
It makes you wonder, like, just how far and how what does the future hold for Diddy, I guess, is the question in the coming years. If you were to get your crystal ball out or magic eight ball or whatever, what do you see happening here in the course of the next, I don't know, 5 years in the life of Diddy?
You know, it's looking real R. Kelly for Diddy, in my appraisal. You know, R. Kelly was able to kind of shuck and jive, and there were initially these suspicions, and then there were investigations, and then there was evidence, and R. Kelly was able to evade it for years, but they ultimately got. And I'm just seeing a similar fate for Diddy, at least based on the information that's coming out, the revelations, the prior suspicions. I just see it go in the same direction.
It makes me wonder, is this far deeper than an R. Kelly, though? I mean, R. Kelly, you know, he had his group, if you will, his kind of cult that he had at his home. Diddy almost feels like this could be much larger, almost more Epstein-ish. I mean, obviously, it's just 100% speculation, but how deep do you think it goes?
You know, we look at Diddy, and he has resources, and he's had resources. I mean, he is a very wealthy person, very influential and powerful in the music industry, a highly coveted industry. And so it would not be unusual for an abuser in that position to take full advantage, to use that leverage, to spread his tentacles out, perhaps throughout that industry. In ways, you know, we see Cassie was an entertainer. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering who else that we're going to hear about in terms of possible involvement in whatever this web of Diddy comes to look like.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.